निकल भुवन लक्ष्मी नित्य लीलास्पदाभ्याम कमलदित नदी थी गर्व सवंकशाभ्याम प्रणमदब यदाना प्रादिगादावृताभ्याम किमपि बहुदुचेत कृष्ण पादाम्बुजाभ्याम. Let my mind attain some inexpressible beatific bliss from thinking of Krishna's lotus feet, which are the home of the eternal pastimes of the most beautiful maidens in all the worlds, which destroy the pride of whole clusters of lotuses, and which are highly esteemed for their great eagerness in providing safety for the Lord's humble devotees. Pranayapananitabhyam Shibalalambanabhyam Patipadalalitabhyam Pratyahanutanabhyam Patimohadadikabhyam Praspulalochanabhyam Prabhahatu vidihinak Prananatak kishora. May the Lord of our life, that young boy Krishna, shine incessantly within our hearts. His eyes, full of love for Radha, are the abode of infinite beauty. Every day they appear newer and newer. At every step they increase their charm and elegance, and at every moment they sparkle more and more brilliantly. Madhuryavadadi madambu tadanga bangi shingada sankulita shita kishora vesham amandahasa lalitanana chandra bimbam ananda samplava manuplavatam manome. May my mind float along in the flood of bliss emanating from Krishna's moon-like face, made charming by a very mild smile. Krishna has the appearance of a young boy, and beautified by the waves of his passionate ecstasy breaking in the ocean of sweetness, he soothes all distress.
Avyajamandalamokamrajamugnabhavar-asvadyamananijavenavanodanadham Akriditam adunapada sadoruhabhyam adhrimadiyavidhye bhumanadramoja.
Let the force of the flood of bliss emanating from Krishna's face, which saturates the whole universe, play within my heart, which is already saturated by contact with Krishna's lotus feet, by the display of charming artless emotions on his open, lovely lotus face, and by the melody of his flute, which is relished by Radha.
Mamachetasi spurata vallavi vibho maninu parakpamahi manjusinjitam kamalavane chalakalinna kannika kalahansa kandakalakujitadritam Mamachetasi spurata vallavi vibho maninu parakpamahi manjusinjitam kamalavane chalakalinna kannika kalahansa kandakalakujitadritam.
May the sweet jingling of the jeweled anklets of Krishna, the master of the milkmaids, be manifest in my mind. Radharani's white swans swimming in the lotus-filled ponds of the Yamuna accord that sweet jingling a warm welcome with the melodious warbling from their throats.
Stoka stoka nadudhyamana middalapasandhi mandasmitam premodhedanaragalakrasamadapravyaktaromodgamam Shrotam shrotam anoharam vajavadu lila mato jalpitam mitya swapam apasmahi bhagavata kridani miladrisha.
We worship Lord Krishna, who is mischievously keeping his eyes closed, pretending to sleep, in order to hear the milkmaid's playful talks, which are so pleasing to the ear and the mind. Though Krishna is trying to restrain himself, a gentle smile trickles from his lips drop by drop, and he cannot check the rising tide of love which causes the hair on his body to begin standing on end.
Sadhaṁ samriddhāyar hamitāyamānāyar atāyamānāyar muralīnanādhāyī mudhā viśaktam madadākutīnāṁ bālaṁ kadānāṁ avalokayishye.
When, oh when, shall I see that young boy Krishna, the unchallenged king of those who are exquisitely beautiful? And when shall I experience along with that vision the flooding nectar of his flute's sound endowed with the topmost musical embellishments?
Shishidi kudate kudamamak shikipitcha badanak shisho drisho yugalam vigalam madudriva smitamundra mudunamukhin duna Shishidi kudate kudamamak shikipitcha badanak shisho drisho yugalam vigalam madudriva smitamundra mudunamukhin duna.
When will that child Krishna adorned with peacock plumes soothe and cool our eyes with a vision of his moon-like face, imbued with gentleness by the trickling honey of his tender smiles?
Karunyaka badakatakshina rikshanena tarunyasamvaditashaisavavaibhavena Akrishnata bhuvanamadbhudavidhramena Shri Krishna chandashishadi kudalochanamme.
O moon-like Krishna, please soothe and cool my eyes with your sidelong glances tinged with mercy, with the magnificence of your childhood touched by youth, and with your wondrous playfulness which nourishes the whole universe.
Kadava kalindi kovalaya dalashyama talala kataksha lakshanti kimapikaduna vichinichita Kadava kandarpa patibhata chita chandishada kamapyuntas tosha tadati mulali kilinada.
When will Krishna cast upon me his sidelong glances, which are as dark blue as the blue lotuses growing in the Yamuna and tremulous with waves of mercy? And when will my heart find ineffable joy in the playful notes of his flute, which are more cooling than the moon held on the head of Shiva?
Mahiprasadam hododai katakshay vamsina nadana chadai videhi vahi prasanne kimiha parayanas vaya prasanne kimiha parayanas.
O Lord, please show me your mercy by casting upon me your charming sidelong glances, moving to the accompaniment of your flute song. If I have your blessings, what use are others? And if I'm without your blessings, what use are others?
Nabodha mordan jaladesha yachi, niranda danyo nati mukta kanta, dayana de deva bhavat kataksha, dakshin yaleshe nisakrinna shincha.
I fix my folded palms upon my head, and given voice by my increasing, ceaseless, pitiable misery, pray, O Lord, O ocean of mercy, please anoint me just once with a drop of kindness from your sidelong glance.
Pichavatam savachino chitakesha pashi pinastani nayana pangacha pujani chandravinda vijayo jita vakra bimbe chapalyamita nayanam tabashaishavena.
O Lord, our eyes have become restless to see your childlike form with its clustered locks delightfully adorned with a peacock feather. That form which is worshipped by the milkmaid's lotus eyes possesses a face that has begun befeeding the beauty of the moon and the lotus.
Bharyachitamitavasani padarta bongi valguni valgadavashala velochinani Balyadikani madavallava bhavani bhi bhavi luthandi sukritam tavajalpitani.
O Krishna, your verbal duels with the impassioned, vivacious milkmaids exhilarate the hearts of the fortunate. These talks are filled with the nectar of the exchanges of love, rendered very pleasant by waves of witty meanings, imbued with your natural boyishness, and punctuated by the movements of your wide, dancing eyes.
Punak prasanne indu mukhena tejasa vudovatirnasya kripa mahambudhi tadeva lila murali ravamritam samadhi vighnaya kadanu me bhave.
Oh, when will Krishna, the great ocean of mercy, appear before me again with his spotless, effulgent moon face? And when will the nectarous sound of his flute, expressive of his pastimes, remove my great disease?
Yavanname nadadasha dasami kutopi randradupai titamari kata sarvam hava lavanne keli sadanam tabatavari va lakshyasamutpatina venu mukindu bimba.
Till the tenth stage of man, death, comes upon me through some physical defect, enveloping me in total darkness, let me ever see the orb of your moon face, which is the abode of both the pastimes of beauty and your high-sounding flute.
हे देव हे दय दे बब नायक बंधो हे कृष्ण हे चपल हे कदु नायक सिंधो हे नाथ हे रमन हे नयना विराम हा हा कदान बबता शिवदम विश्वमी हे देव हे दय दे बब नायक बंधो हे कृष्ण हे चपल हे कदु नायक सिंधो हे नाथ हे रमन हे नयना विराम हा हा कदान बबता शिवदम विश्वमी O my Lord, O dearest one, O only friend of the universe, O Krishna, O restless one, O only ocean of mercy, O my Lord, O my enjoyer, O beloved to my eyes, alas, when will you again be visible to me? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Amunni danyani dinantarani haritvada lokana mantarena anata bandho kadanaika sindho ahanta ahanta katanniyami
O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Friend of the Helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Ashanta smita madunada nadaroshtam harshadra jijuna manoga venugitam Vibramya jupalavalochana dhamugdham vikshisye tavavadanambujam kadano
O Krishna, when oh when shall I see your lotus face with its deep red lips, its constant smiling, its very charming flute song saturated with jubilation, and its delightful half-closed eyes that sometimes open very wide and wander here and there?
Lilahitabhyam vatashitalabhyam Nilarunabhyam Nayanambujabhyam Alokaye Dadbhuta Vibramabhyam Kale Kada Kadunika Kishoro.
When will the time come when that merciful boy Krishna will look upon me with his playful lotus eyes, which are soothing and cooling with loving emotion, reddish at the corners and dark bluish at the irises, and wonderfully rolling and dancing?
Bohola chikadabaram, badnipitchavatam sam, chapala chapala netam, charabimhadaroshtam, modalamudalahasam, mandarodhadalilam, vigayati nayanam me, mugdavesham murari.
My eyes search for that enchantingly adorned one, Murari, whose thick locks bear a peacock plume, and whose gaze darts here and there very quickly. His lovely lips are red like bimba fruit, and with his sweet, gentle laughter, he seems to be churning the ocean of my heart with Mount Mandara.
Bahula jadadachaya choram balas balalasam madashikishikali lotam sam manogimokambujam kamapikamalapango dangra pasang jagan jagan madadimapadipako dekambayam rgayamahi.
We are searching for that person who has stolen the effulgence of thick clouds, who has grown a bit languid from playing so much, who wears a crest made from the playful feathers of an impassioned peacock, whose lotus face is so fascinating, who has become stunned by long and close contact with the upward-pointing sidelong glances of Srimati Radharani, and who is the very overabundance of perfection of all the sweet beauty in the universe.
Vadam rishyam dure patipati muni nam vajavadhu Vishadrishyam shashwat chibavanam manohadi vadanam Anam rishyam vacha muni samudayanam apikada Dadi drishye devam jadadalitam nilotaladuchim
When shall I see to my heart's content, my Lord Krishna, for whom the sages must always search further along the path? But whose face, which enchants all the three worlds, is always visible to the eyes of the milkmaids of Braja. When shall I see him, whose luster resembles a slightly opened blue lotus bud, and who is always beyond the reach of the words of the great sages?
Ahamakadakata nikadamadamadata lakshmi sadasadata sahasiraha sadashidashideve Vrijupadidatikalaha vijahinijalila madamudadavadana shashimalanimaniliye
I am absorbed in contemplating my Lord, whose eyes resemble luscious lotuses gently developing their beauty under the rays of the sun, and whose moon face is full of beauty,
being exhilarated with delight at his having defeated the milkmaids in the lovers' quarrels. I am lost in thoughts of my lord, who is a deep lake of nectar trickling forth as the very melodious warbling of his flute, which he holds with his lotus petal-like fingers. I am absorbed in thoughts of the sweetness of his ruby-red lips, which bear a constant series of tender laughs filled with an abundance of his innate loving mellows.
Anam namasitam lubodha pachitamakshina pakshmankare svalolam mandodagino nayanayoradramado jalpite aptam namadaramrati matakalamam lanavamshiswane shashasti mamalochinam vadashishomutim jaganmohinim.
My eyes desire to see the form of the young child of Braja, who enchants the whole universe. His dark eyebrows are curved, his blossoming eyelashes quite thick, his rolling eyes full of passion, and his gentle speech saturated with feeling. His nectarous lips are very red, and he sounds low, clear, soft notes on his flute.
Tatkaishodam chakravakravindam tatkarunyam techalilakataksha tatsandaryam sachamandasmitashvi satyam satyam dolabham daivatepi.
Truly, truly, even among the demigods it would be hard to find such beauty, such sweet adolescence, such a lotus face, such tender compassion, such playful sidelong glances, or such lovely mild smiling as we find in Krishna.
Vishopaplavashamanaikabandhadiksham Vishvasastabakitachetasamjananam Pashyama padinavakantikandaladram Pashyama patipatishaisavam morari.
On every path we see the childlike form of Murari, whose one fixed vow is to relieve all the afflictions of the people whose hearts are blossoming with faith in him. His soft, bright, bluish cheeks glow with ever new effulgence.
Madada madada bimbe mandulam mandahasi shishanamamata nadi sheetalam drishtipati vipalna madana netri vishutam venu nadi madakatamani neelam balamalokayenu.
Oh, that I may see that young boy, who has a complexion as deep blue as a sapphire, sweet lips like bimba fruit, charming mild smiling, soothing nectarous words, cooling glances, and large dawn-red eyes, and who is famous for his flute song.
Vakshastalecha vipalam nayanotpalecha mandasmitecha mudalam madajalpitecha bimbadarecha mududam mudalidavecha balam balasanidamakalayekadanu.
Oh, when shall I see that young boy Krishna, who is an ocean of jubilation and a treasury of playfulness? Broad are his lotus eyes and his chest, mild are his gentle smiles and his loving talks, sweet are his cherry red lips and his flute song.
Adravalokatadadapadinandhanitram aviskritasmitasudamadadadarushtam adyampumansamabatam siddhabarhibarham alokayantikutinakutapunyapunja.
The fortunate who have heaped up highest merit can see Krishna, the original person, who brings their eyes under control with his extremely tender glances, whose lips are sweet with the nectar of his open smile, and who has adorned his head with a peacock feather.
Balo himalo lavalochanena bhaktena chitri kutadinhukena veshena gosho chitabhushanena mugdhena dugde nayanotsavana.
This boy Krishna, with his dancing eyes, his face beautifying all directions, and his charming outfit just suitable for a cowherd, has extracted the milk of joy for our eyes.
Andolitaga bujnamakula lolanetram mandasmitadravadanambuja chandrabimbam shinjana bhushanashatam shikipitcha mauli shitambalochanavasayanamabhyupaiti.
He comes before us, the cooling balm for our eyes, wearing many tinkling ornaments on his body and a peacock feather on his head. His forearms are swinging, his eyes move restlessly with the agitation of love. and the moon of his lotus face displays a tender, gentle smile. And Pasupala Bala Parishadna Bhushana, and Shishade Shishita Lavalola Lochana, and Middle of Smithadra Vadanendra Sambada, Madhyan Madhya Vidyan Vagahate. This child Krishna, who is the ornament for the intimate community of coward boys and girls, whose lively glances are so soothing, and whose moon face has a wealth of soft, tender smiles, gladdens my heart and enters deep within it.
Mudada mudada vakrachanda bimbam mukadita vena valasi jivatam me tadidama panatam tamala nilam tadalava lochana taraka viramam mudada mudada vakrachanda bimbam mukadita vena valasi jivatam me.
This person approaching me is dark bluish like a tamal tree. His charming eyes, which resemble stars, move restlessly. The shining orb of his moon face is overflowing with delight, and he sportively begins sounding his flute. He is my very life.
Chapal yasima chapala nabavaikasimo, chatu yasima chaturanana shilpasimo, saurabhyasima sakala vadakelisima, saubhagyasima tadidham vajabhagyasimo.
Here is that Krishna, my very life. He is the acme of fickleness, the one ultimate end of the existence of the fickle-minded milkmaids, the epitome of cleverness, the extreme perfection of the artistic skill of four-faced Brahma, the limit of good fragrance, the utmost embodiment of all sorts of astounding pastimes, the culmination of good fortune, and the zenith of auspiciousness for Braja.
Soyam balasa mulali nidadamhitena sinchandudanchitamidam mamakarna yugmam ayati me nayana bandho dananya bandho ananda kandalita kelikataksha lakshmi.
Here comes my very life, Krishna. The beauty of his playful sidelong glances overflows with bliss, and he sprinkles my two perked-up ears with the nectar of his sportive flute songs. He is the only friend for my eyes.
Tribhuvanasadasabhyam divyalilakulabhyam dishidishichalalabhyam dittibhushadarabhyam ashadavashadanabhyam mandutabhyam padabhyam Deva.
This is he, my Lord Krishna, playing on his flute. He possesses two wondrous feet, which are the shelter for the shelterless, which glow with the brilliance of many ornaments, which move this way and that, which are abundant with divine pastimes, and which fill the three worlds with the mellows of love.
Soyam Muninda Janamana Satapahadi, Soyam Madhavajavadhu Vasanapahadi, Soyam Tritiya Bhuvanesha Darpahadi, Soyam Madhiya Vidyamburuhapahadi.
This is he who removed the burning distresses of great sages. This is he who stole the clothes of the impassioned wives of the coward men of Braja. This is he who curbed the pride of Indra, lord of the heavenly realm. This is he who has stolen the lotus of my heart.
Kado shadadi jambuja kamabalasa shiksha guru pado vibhuda padapa patamapallavo langino jisho dalata durmada jubabano pamanasyo vilokya balochanam vitamaho mahakshaisavam.
Behold this nectar for the eyes, the luster of this young boy Krishna. His hands teach graceful gestures to the autumnal lotus. His feet excel freshly grown desire tree sprouts in tenderness. And the beauty of his eyes destroys the pride of all comparable things.
Taduchitita yovanam talalashaisavalankritam madachudata lochanam madanamugdahasanvitam patikshanavilovanam paniyapita vanshi mukam jagatvayavimohanam jayati mamakam jivatam.
All glories to Krishna, my very life, and the enchanter of the three worlds. His new-blooming youth is adorned with the last flickering of childhood. His eyes flashing with delight, he bewilders Cupid with the nectar of his smile. His beauty beguiles at every moment, and out of love he drinks from the mouth of his flute.
Chitram tade chacharanaravindam, chitram tade tannayanaravindam, chitram tade tadvadanaravindam, chitram tade tadvapadasa chitram.
How wondrous are these lotus feet of that Lord Krishna! How wondrous these lotus eyes! How wondrous this lotus face! Oh, how wondrous, wondrous is this body!
Madodam, madodam, babadasivibo, madodam, madodam, vadanam, madodam, madugandhi madusmitametadaho, madodam, 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 madodam. Madodam, madodam, babadasivibo, madodam, madodam, vadanam, madodam, madugandhi madusmitametadaho, madodam, 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 madodam.
The transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. But the soft smile on his face, which is like the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Nadyapi pashyadikadapi nadashanaya chitte tatopanishadam sudisham sahasram sattam chidam nayanayo nanayo padavyam swamin kaya nukapaya mamasanhidatse.
O Lord, even to this very day, thousands of Upanishadic sages have not seen you with their eyes or in their hearts. So by what great mercy of yours have you come within the range of my distressed vision for so long? All glories to your cooling smiles, which are an overflowing ocean of nectar destroying all other joys with unbroken streams of the elixir of bliss.
Kamam santu sahasusha katibhye sarasya daurayika kamam bakamanihita padimalasvarajyabadna vrita naivayvam vivadamahi nachabhyam devapriyam rumahi yat satyam namanihita padinatistrayeva param gata.
Let there be thousands of men who possess relishable beauty, and let there be thousands of men who are steady in the glory of the fragrance of attractiveness. We shall neither quarrel with them nor speak well of them. But the truth, O Lord, is that in you the perfection of attractive beauty has reached its limit.
Bhuvanam bhavanam balasani shri stanayastha madasasanak smarascha padichada padam parasurindras tadapitachaditam vibho vichitram.
O Lord, although the entire universe is your abode, Lakshmi is your consort, Lord Brahma and Pradyumna are your sons, and the chiefs of the demigods are your attendants, still, your pastimes here in Braja are most wonderful.
Devasri Loki Saubhagya Kasturi Tilakankurak Jiya Vijangananunga Keli Lalita Vibramo.
All glories to Krishna, the most beneficent in all the three worlds, whose forehead is marked with musk tilak, and whose love and joy are increased by the love sports of Braja's milkmaids.
Brahma danchame, kama danchame, veda danchame, vaiva bhanchame, jiva danchame, jiva tanchame, daiva tanchame, devana param.
O Lord, you and you alone are my worshipful deity, giver of love, fulfiller of desire. You alone are my knowledge, my power and wealth, my vital force, and my very life.
Madhuryena vivardhantam vacho nastava vaibhave japalyena vijimbantam chinta nastava shaishave.
O Lord, let our words be empowered to sweetly describe your beauty, and let our thoughts swell with eagerness when dwelling in your childhood.
Yani tacharitarmitani vasnali yani danyatmanam yeva shaishava chapala vitikada radha varono mukha yava bhavata venugita gatayo lila mukamboruhe dara vahika yava huntu vidhi tanyeva tanyeva me.
Let there ever flow in my heart the nectarous pastimes tasted by the tongues of blessed fortunate souls. Your mischievous childhood pranks, such as laying in wait to obstruct Radha, and the sportive gestures of your lotus face, inspired by your rippling flute song.
Bhakti stahi stiratada bhagavan nyadisyad dhaivena nakpalati divhi kishoda murti mukti soyam mukulitanjali sevitesman dharmata kama gadayaksamayat patiksha.
O Lord, if I am engaged in firm devotional service to you, then I can very easily perceive your divine youthful form. And as far as liberation is concerned, she stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. and all material conveniences of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification stand with her.
Jaya 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 Deva 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 Tribhuvana Mangala Divya Nama Deha Jaya 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 Deva Krishna Deva Shravana Mano Maya Nama Tavatara Jaya 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 Deva 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 Tribhuvana Mangala Divya Nama Deha Jaya 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 Deva Krishna Deva Shravana Mano Maya Nama Tavatara.
All glories, all glories to you, O Lord, whose holy name is auspicious for all three worlds. All glories, all glories, all glories to you, Lord Krishna. You are the incarnation, who are nectar for the ear, mind, and eyes.
Anugrahadrikanabhashalalochanai Anusmananvidamunaliravamhutai Yatohitak pasadatimevalochanam Tatastatak pudatudavaivavaivavam.
O Krishna, always remembering the nectarous, low, soft sounds of your flute, as well as your eyes, doubly expanded with mercy, I pray that wherever my sight shall wander, you will always manifest your beauty, sweetness, and opulence before me.
From Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 306, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear the book Krishna Karanamrita, and with great eagerness he had it copied and took it with him. There is no comparison to Krishna Karanamrita within the three worlds. By studying this book, one is elevated to the knowledge of pure devotional service to Krishna. One who constantly reads Krishna Karanamrita can fully understand the beauty and melodious taste of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karanamrita were two books that Lord Chaitanya considered to be most valuable jewels. Therefore, he took them with him on his return trip to Jagannath Puri.